the Father.
Music to your ears. Oh, God. Okay, who's the baby daddy?
Or is it?
Peaks by Mornings, Moose Breezy, just when you thought you saw it all. Did anyone else see the story that surfaced online? A woman went viral after throwing a paternity reveal party to find out who her baby's father was before the child was born. How honorable.
So
instead of revealing the baby's gender, the event, as you know, it focused on determining which of the two men was the biological parent. She invited both of them. Both of the potential fathers attended the celebration, where paternity testing was used to finally settle the question. Who's my baby daddy?
Forget about the gender reveal. Let's do a father reveal, shall we?
Guests, I found it hilarious because they split into rival teams supporting the different candidates, a.k.a. dads.
The
expectant mother openly backed the man she hoped would be the father.
One team is wearing his favorite color. The other team's wearing favorite colors.
You had blue and red.
Perfect.
This is all, it's a little gross to me. And a lot of people online had a lot to say about it. But 585-252-9800, if anyone listening.
It's giving like an obstacle course. It's giving like Wipeout or something.
Was this a great idea? If so, why? Like, it's entertaining.
How did we get here? You know what I mean? How did we even get here? Were they, like, was she just bouncing around, doing her thing?
I'm assuming so. You have to ask her. Yes, this is unusual, but you have a lot of people criticizing the event as a public spectacle, while others were praising her online for, like, addressing the paternity issue and future co-parenting responsibilities before the baby actually arrived. They're like, no, she's actually being very responsible. It's important to figure this out before the baby arrives. So basically, I mean, if you're going to bang multiple men and get knocked up, the responsible thing to do here is to address the co-parenting responsibilities with the baby daddies before the baby arrives. Who's going to be a part of this kid's life?
Right.
But people showed up, and a lot of them showed up. And I don't want to come off as like we're roasting the poor woman, because she sounds like a charming, mature adult. Plus, the internet has already teared her a new one. But I'll give credit where it's due. I do think it's a good idea to figure all this out ahead of time.
I agree.
Clearly.
In this matter, I don't know. I am trying to like wrap my head around.
She turned it into a show.
This mother one day pulling out the archives and the baby pictures for, you know, her son or daughter to see and be like, this is where we figured out who your dad was. Like, I don't know. It's just very, like, kind of taboo, in my opinion.
But think about it in terms of this. How many people avoid uncomfortable conversations until after the baby arrives? People been in this position before. Yes, the party's super weird, but the conversation definitely needs to take place.
Does the conversation need to be on display for everybody to see, though?
They all showed up.
That's the question.
If you were one of those two guys, are you showing up? Like, are you saying call me when the results are ready? Or, I'll come through.
I mean, honestly, it depends on how, first of all, like, the closeness, like, between the three of them. Like, is that his boy? Like, I'm confused. Does he know that man?
No, I don't think so.
Is he meeting him for the first time at this, like, wild, extravagant blowout bash?
I mean, unless they're both just hooking up with the same woman and they're bros, I don't know. Because here's the thing.
Or can I just throw something crazy out there? Threesome? Was it a threesome moment? Could have been.
If you don't show up, then you look like a deadbeat dad before the baby even arrives. But if you do show up,
it's a mockery.
You're agreeing to be a part of this circus. And honestly, I can't tell which one is worse.
I can't either.
Am I showing up in a situation like this? Not doing it.
Do it for the bit. Do it for the plot, the content. And like, I think that's what it boils down to, is like everything is content these days, and people just want their 5 minutes, and they want the shock value, and they want the rage bait. And we're talking about it. This is exactly what they're getting.
Let me get to Elaine. This woman is absolutely disgusting. Where did we lose our sense of privacy and dignity? A baby's paternity is not a party theme. Handle this situation like adults. This woman is pregnant, and she doesn't even know which man is the father. It's so gross. Jeff says, the second you said people pick teams, nope, I'm out. Sean says, hell no. I'm not showing up to this. I don't need an audience watching my face when the results come in. Call me when you know. If it's my kid, I'll be there. If it's not, even better.
Oh. Okay.
I mean, I couldn't even get people to RSVP to my 40th birthday. Somehow this woman got 75 people to attend a Who's the Daddy party.
To be honest, it's a little more exciting than you turning 40. So
you are the father.
Oh.
I'd go.
I'm at a loss for words.
I'd be there with bells on.